When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
11:36, Thursday morning with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, glad to have you. We will kick off your lunch hour here in 15 minutes. The Cowboys game plan against Philadelphia. How can they get it done tonight? A full lunch hour of NFL conversation coming your way. But since it is Thursday at 11:30, it is time for a little boy music.
And as we start this Cowboys season, it made me think of one song in particular that I will play a little bit later in this segment. And we'll go back to the old bad radio days, as we would sometimes all collectively put songs out about the Cowboys or whatever it is that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, we did World Series songs. We did opening NBA songs, Finals, opening yep. day, all that. And usually opening day was just me, but collectively everyone, a particular subject, would put out a song. And I put one out about the Cowboys that it's not a flattering song about the Cowboys, but I started thinking about it. I found it and I want to play it, but it's just a little bit later. But as a young lad, I always fancied myself I will say seventh, because New Edition started with five members. They kicked Bobby out, added Johnny.
Okay.
But then I thought for sure that I would be a member of New Edition. I was going to be a member of the boy band. For a long time, I thought that that was my destination, my slot in life, was to be a member of a boy band. But I can't sing, probably couldn't keep up with the dance moves, so I thought maybe.
But you had to look.
I thought I did.
5'2", you with the briefcase.
That's right, right, with the big Urkel glasses and the suspenders. Man, they really needed a nerd up there dancing and singing with them to kind of bring in a new audience.
You could have redone the New Kids on the Block song step by step. You could have done check by check.
Okay, you know what? Leave me alone. But I've always been fascinated with the art of songwriting. Mm. It's a journalism minor, and I just think everything when it comes to television, music, movies, if it's well written, that it can kind of take away if it's not a great singer or a good actor or anything like that. It's about the bass, the words of everything. And I've always been fascinated with that. I've actually at one time thought I would collaborate with a buddy and we would have the tandem. His last name was Johnson. So Lewis and Johnson, and we'd just be the songwriters that we can write songs and put it out in all kinds of genres.
Okay.
And I would, if you want to ask me what I would want to do if I'm not doing this, I would love to see if I can write a serious tune, whether it's country music or gospel or R&B or whatever. Like, I feel like I have the chops to maybe write a song and be like a songwriter. I've always wanted to do that, knowing that I can't sing or dance or anything like that. But I'm always fascinated with the words and the lyrics of songs. That's why I memorize them so much, because I just love the art of putting a song together and trying to throw in a couple of different things here and there. Well, I ran across this one reel that I wasn't quite familiar with the song to begin with. It's a Rihanna song, and the name of her song is SOS. I'm looking at it now on YouTube, and it's been viewed 152 million times. So obviously, it's a very popular song from Rihanna.
Apparently, yes.
So I came across this reel of the guy who wrote the song. And he talked about trying to do something a little bit clever in one of the voices, in one of the verses, to see if anyone noticed what he was doing. So I'm going to play it for you. It's going to be a little hard to understand because she's singing this pretty fast. But I'll play it. I'll tell you where to start listening. And then we can go back and try to see what clever thing he did in this verse of Rihanna's song. So here is SOS from Rihanna. My tummy's up and that's when the sea gets so hot.
Right here. Take me, you know it's bad, you feel it right. Take me on my pictures, I you pin your arms tonight. I'm out with you, you got me head over heels. Boy, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel. S-O-S, please, someone. Like song titles from the 80s?
Song titles from the 80s that I wouldn't have even thought about until he mentioned that. Number one hits from the 80s.
Yeah, I got that immediately.
He put in this song, and it's like, man, that is clever as hell.
It is.
To put it in there. So the song.
I thought that would take on me, and then when it said Keep Me Hanging On, I was like, that's it's song titles from the 80s.
Right. So, of course, the first one was Take On Me, and that's Aha, and that was the number one song. I Just Died in Your Arms is a Counting Crows song that was number one in the 80s.
Cutting Crew, I thought.
You know what? You may be right.
Yes. Crows was not 80s.
It was really tiny when I was trying to read the... Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cutting Crew.
All right, I knew it was double C. This is right up your
alley. 80s music. I have a purpose in this segment.
So I Melt With You is Modern English.
Yep.
Head Over Heels, Tears for Fears. You Keep Me Hanging On, Kim Wilde. Yeah. The Way You Make Me Feel, Michael Jackson. All in the second verse of this song, and he's like, yeah, I just did it because I just thought I was being clever. I just wrote this song to see if anyone would notice.
That's awesome.
So I'll go back and play it again that I wouldn't have heard this song, but I'm not going to pay attention to anything like that. But I found that fascinating in the songwriting process of saying, you know what? I'm going to throw these 80s number one hits in there and see if anybody will notice.
Vanity, my tummy's up and that's when the sea gets so hot. My conscience is out the door. Can't seem to find the light. You know it's that you feel it right. Take me on my pictures, tie up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you, you got me head over heels. Boy, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel.
I think that's awesome.
I do, too.
I think that's really stinking cool and really stinking clever. And a songwriter to kind of go that way and put that together and hide it in a song and say, I wonder if anybody will get it. And I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure there are some people that listened to that and went, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. But I think that's awesome.
I did too, man. I wonder if there's a We Built This City in the song somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know, but he just said that one verse, so I don't know if it's
tough to fit my whole thing in there. That phrasing kind of odd.
Yeah, I know. But that's cool. That's Rihanna SOS. I can't remember the guy who wrote it. Probably should have gotten his name, but sorry. Apologies to the
Some
writer.
Some awesome guy wrote it.
Apologies to the writers of SOS. Okay, let's go to the song that made me think cowboys, because again, this is Old Bad Radio, and we would throw songs about any subject, and everyone would put one on the plate and deliver the song. And I remember this like it was yesterday, because we were up against the break, and it was a Friday that we did this, and we were going to wait until, I guess, the Monday to play the rest of them. And I really wanted to get this one out because I really thought I did a good job at putting this song together. And I was like, man, mine's really short if we want to get it in before the break. And they said, okay. So I will explain at the very beginning of it what this song is about. It's about the safety Roy Williams.
Okay.
When he was having his difficulties at times in the secondary. And it's To Help by the Beatles. So let's check out the cowboy-inspired song I did all those many years ago. All right, well, this song is about Roy Williams, and it's To Help by the Beatles, and it's titled Help.
Wow.
Hit it, groups. Roy Williams needs some. He can't cover no one. He can't tackle either. Help. When Roy was at OU, he pleased a Sooner fan. You can't forget when Roy let Chris Sims meet Superman. But now those days are gone, his play has lost its bite. He will get beat, got slow ass feet, he can't do nothing right. Help Roy if you can, his skills are down. Ever since Woodson left town, he's losing ground. When he's ISO'd on a back, they score touchdowns. But he still makes the Pro Bowl. When there's a big play made, it's never Roy's bad. His arms stick out, he gives no doubt that he is really mad. To play the safety spot, some think he's just too slow. But if he's there at linebacker, he'll have to eat ho-hos. Help Roy if you can, his skills are down. Ever since Woodson left town, he's losing ground. When he's ISO'd on the back, they score touchdowns. But he still makes the Pro Bowl.
That is awesome.
When Jerry signed the deal, some wondered what the hell. For 3 more years, we'll have to hear Roy just slipped and fell. For every horse collar, blown coverage, and bad play, I'll make a bet that Roy will let the other team win that day. Everybody, help Roy if you can. His skills are down. Ever since Woodson left town, he's losing ground. When he's ISO'd on the back, they score touchdowns. But he still makes the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl.
Very nice.
There you go.
Fantastic. That is very well done.
Very well
done. One of the very first songs I probably wrote and performed on Bad Radio.
Well done.
I thought Cowboys, and I thought about that song all those many years ago.
What a throwback to Roy Williams, the safety.
I know. When's the last year he played in Dallas?
04?
2010?
2000.
Yeah, it was way later than 04, I want to say.
Nine.
No, no, Dylan. I think it was 2010. 2016. No, you know what? In Dallas, it was 2008. Then he played a couple of years in Cincinnati. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Good for him, though.
Oh, I didn't know that at all. All right, yep. So that's 2 years in Cincinnati. He was out of the league in 2010.